about no but Christmas. And you know what they say too, like Moses said, man, who wrote that Bible? How you know, like,
the Bible is written by God's Spirit, okay, and He talked through His prophets.
I got a question to ask you too, though.
Yeah. It's proven by all the evidence.
Do you think you always gotta go to church?
No, I don't. I don't belong to any church.
Me either.
Oh no, man. The churches. I was just telling that guy. The churches are all corrupt and about money and full of a bunch of false traditions. And the pastors are all
right now. You see how we're seeing right now.
The pastors are all a bunch of hirelings.
We're having church right now, right?
Every single one of them. But a lot of them, most of them.
I'll tell you what, you got my card with my email. You email me or call me and show me one that isn't corrupt with pagan holidays, feminization, their hirelings.
Feminization's a big one.
Oh yeah, they're all covered with that. The Bible says you gotta repent and come out of that.
I know a church that's pretty good.
Yeah. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says this about salvation. The Bible says Christ came into the world to save sinners. And I was the worst of the worst. I was a wicked, nasty man. I was a drunk and a fighter and a womanizer. And I got tired of running in my life because I knew I was headed for hell. And I saw what Christ did for me. He went to the stake. Some people call it the cross. He went to a stake. And He was beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised as God. God came down from heaven to take our punishment. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that He who knew no sin, He lived a perfect life, became sin for us. So that we could become the righteousness of God. Because God is just and merciful. And if you have sin in your life, any sin, right? Everybody has fallen. If you have that sin in your life, unless you repent and you're cleansed by Jesus Christ, you're going to be held accountable for that sin. Kind of like money you owe that you can't pay. You owe $1 million on your credit card, you can't pay it. The judge says, you're going to jail.
Right.
And so Jesus Christ comes and pays that debt. But now, in order to get that payment on your account by faith, He rose again, if I missed that. He rose again after His death. But wait, let me finish the gospel. So he shed His blood, He rose again, and He defeated death for us. And He said He's coming back. And then the Bible says, by faith we can believe in Him, and then we have to repent. Repentance is changing your mind, changing your ways. I had to stop being a drunk and a fighter and a womanizer. And the Bible says you'll be born from above when God sees a willing vessel. You can be born again, and the fruit you're born again is not church attendance, but holiness and obedience. Okay? And then you got to endure to the end.
You know what I tell
That's people. The gospel to eternal
you know
life.
I love telling people, man, I walk in faith, not by sight. That's one of my biggest worries.
What's your biggest worry?
I walk in faith, not by sight.
Yeah, well,
I don't been through so much, man. Well, I could have died. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
you walk by faith, but I tell you what,
I did almost die about 2 months ago.
Yeah, but I tell you what,
I know.
But a saving faith brings you to holiness, and what's going to happen is your entire life is tested to the scriptures, and you become a holy person. That means you come out of the world and its culture, sports, politics, movies, entertainment. You come out of all addictions. You come out of lust and looking at women with lust. You come out of all that to follow Christ in holiness. The Bible says without holiness, no one will see God. Holiness is the fruit that you know Him. You can't just believe in Jesus in your heart. You're a tree. Imagine this. What's your first name?
Real.
I'm James. You're a tree. What's the fruit of your tree? You don't have to answer. Just ask yourself, every day, every minute, your life, out of your lips, out of your life, out of your thoughts, what's the fruit of your tree? And if Jesus said, if you're His tree, you will have much godly fruit, which means, you know how you do that? By the Spirit of God, you read the Word of God. By the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you come out of all that sin, not church attendance. And you come out of all that and you follow Christ and His Spirit empowers you to do it. That's how I've been able to do it for 15 years.
What's the fruit of God?
What's that?
Corinthians. In Corinthians 14, what is it? 14, what? The fruit of God.
Oh, well, you're talking about the gifts of the fruits of the Spirit?
Yeah,
it's in Corinthians. It's also in Galatians 5. It talks about love, patience, joy, peace. Yep.
Exactly.
But here's another one. Ephesians 5:9 says
What's the big one, though?
Love, charity.
What does it say?
Ephesians 5:9, it says the fruit of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth. And if you don't live in those, you don't have the Holy Spirit. So the truth is, like, here you go. Easter's coming up. Easter's a pagan holiday that the Roman Catholics invented. It's not God's holiday. It's a pagan holiday. You don't practice that if you're following the truth.
Christmas is.
Yep, Christmas is. Good Friday's
but
a lie.
My mama is a Christian.
Huh?
But my all Christians, all Christians.
Hold on.
All Christians are going to technically follow this.
You?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Easter and Christmas is a pagan holiday.
They are. Yeah, they're pagan holidays. But, and Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. You must worship in spirit and truth.
What is, hold on. I want to tell my mother this. This is a Christian. You good?
What?
You good?
Mind your way here.
Hold on.
You got my card, man. Send me an email.
Hold on. This is my mama right here.
Yes, you did.
And I like this conversation.
Yes, it does.
That's your priest.
Stop.
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. We're talking about this. We're talking about God right now.
I don't, man. I gave that up years ago.
I might
send me an email. Here, hey, take a gospel card. This gave me the good news and gave me the way to do it. Christ's not religion. I travel the country to preach that to people. The good news of the gospel, how to find eternal life.
Really,
call me, man. Email me sometime. I'd love to encourage you.
I might call you tonight, man.
You call me sometime. I'll encourage you.
We're like a monk, huh?
Huh?
Like a monk.
I'm not a monk. I'm just a follower of Jesus Christ the Most High.
You stay around here?
I travel full time and preach all over the country.
Okay,
just head through.
My mom and I just got their church.
Church. You tell me what's the name of it?
I forgot.
Okay. You email it to me.
Well, you going to be down here this Sunday?
No. I'll be moving on. Yeah, but that's okay. I may be back.
I'm glad we met you.
Yeah, I'm glad I met you, too. I love you guys. You're my neighbors. Email me.
Yes, sir.
God be praised. Repent and follow the gospel with all that you are.
Love. That's love.